around the nation. Students in San Francisco, students in Sacramento, students in San Jose, students in LA, students in San Diego are all doing the same thing you're doing here today. You make history. So feel proud of your accomplishment, because you're shaking the society the way it should be shook a long time ago. You got the power. You have the power and you need to use it. Use your voices. Continue to be strong as a united nation. Somos una raza poderosa. Somos una raza unida. We will not be messed with anymore. We say ya basta. You have to be strong and use your intelligence in order to shake this system down to the ground. We gotta keep organizing in an intelligent way. We can't fight with each other. We gotta be united and stand strong. Because that's what they want to see, that we're divided, that we're causing chaos. No, we don't. We're causing something that's building our nation, that's building our society, that's building our raza. This week we shut down the schools. You did that. All the politicians in Sacramento are shaking in their pants. They don't know what to do. Because you stood united and you had the courage to walk out. Be proud of what you did today. Be proud. And if anybody wants to start battle here, make sure that you say, for today we need to be united. For today we need to be united. For today we need to be united. They want to see us divided. Because divide and conquer is the way they've been bringing us down for many, many years. We can't. We have to say no more. We're going to stand as united, a united raza and pueblo. Today is Cesar Chavez's birthday. Today. He gave his life for the campesinos, for the farm workers, for those that are undocumented, for we could have rights here today. And we are nonviolent. This is nonviolent. They say that we're causing chaos, taking it to the streets. Cesar Chavez took it to the streets. Dolores Huerta took it to the streets. Zapata took it to the streets. If they say you're hooligans, say chale. We're an intelligent raza. Yeah! Be strong. Be united. Be intelligent. Because there's going to be a lot of battles up ahead, and we need to use our heads. Keep organizing. Right now, we're all over the media.
Get over there.
We're the newspapers. We're on CNN. We're on Fox News. And we're going to take over that media and tell them that they're not going to mess with us no more. Yeah. Keep united. Keep strong. Today, let's go out there, organize, show people on the streets what we're here for. H.R. 4437 is a messed up bill that wants to send people that are workers back across the borders. But sounds good. Those borders didn't cross. We didn't cross those borders. Those borders crossed us. We were here. We were here before those borders came. And we will still be here. Show that we are united. If everybody could come over here by the sidewalk, that's where we need to be, by the sidewalk.
Hey, everybody, stay where you at. If you're here already, stay here. Stay here. Remember to stay peaceful today. United, they can't stop us. We are the people. It's our raza. That's right. Use that energy for a positive change.
You guys have a lot of powerful energy.
Stand together, brothers and your sisters.
As
youth, you have powerful energy. Don't direct it as hate towards each other. Don't do it.
Remember that we're all one raza, one gente.
Look at what they're doing, guys. We're getting together to form a peaceful process. The government's making la raza look bad. What the hell? They're making you guys fight each other and not the government. This is BS. We're supposed to be fighting them, not each other. Let's go.
United we stand, divided we fall. 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 United we stand, divided we fall, guys.
Come on, you guys. There's no other colors that matter in this world other than the ones in our flag. So come on, you guys. See, there is a day that you're supposed to be proud of being Mexican, fools. Don't be fighting. You're supposed to be proud. Viva Mexico!
Viva!
So come on, you guys. Let's keep it nonviolent like Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta. Our ancestors have kept it. So now let's do it, you guys. Let's show the gobierno. Let's show the periodistas, all the people that Watsonville is not a danger to society. But we can do it.
Hey, our government, we shouldn't be scared of our government. Our government should be scared of us.
That's right. Remember that the government and the police are here to serve all of us. It's us, the taxpayers, the youth, that pay for their jobs. They're here to support us, not us support them. What they did to you guys the other day on Tuesday, that was illegal. And it was us. And that's what they want to do. They want to see us disorganized. They want to see us fighting each other. Because then it gives them a justification to kill us. Look, these kids are out there causing a riot. We're out there and we're there to keep the peace. You know, that's what they're going to say. When in reality, it's the police that is the real enemy. And as long as we're divided... As long as we're divided, we're going to continue to fall. Al Raza has been oppressed for many years. 500 years in the year 2012. The year, the anniversary is coming up of 500 years of conquest. And we're here today and we're going to continue to struggle to make sure that our liberation comes and that our people are free once again. We're going to show everybody that we're united as a people and we're here peacefully demonstrating, fighting for our rights as humanity, as a raza, and as a global population.
We're not going to let people treat us like criminals. We're not.
They're not criminals.
We're not criminals, so we have to let them know that we're not going to be criminals. And they have to treat us like residents and people that work hard for them. For their country, because we're working for their country. We're working to make their country grow bigger. Because without us, if they kick us out, without us, the government is nothing. USA is nothing. So we have to let them know who brought their country up. Who showed them what was everything about. Excuse me, you guys, listen up. Okay, we're here to support our parents, our family. We're not here to fight, so please keep this peacefully. And, like, we're not going to let the government treat us like shit. We're not going to let them treat us like we're terrorists or criminals. So please keep this peacefully and support your parents or your family, all right? Say no to the HR 4437.
Come on. Como siempre han dicho, you guys, el que cultiva la tierra es el que le pertenece.
Our people have been here way longer than they have. This land belongs to us and us only, okay? So I don't know what they're doing trying to get us out of here. So come on, you guys, que viva la raza. Let's stay together, you guys. Let's stay united. We are not going to bend for their government.
No vamos a dejar que los Estados Unidos nos hagan como criminales porque no somos criminales. Somos humanos y somos igual, todos somos ilegales. No hay nadie aquí que vino residente. Nosotros somos los que levantamos este lugar. Nadie lo hizo más que los mexicanos. Nosotros vinimos aquí, así es que hay que dejar que el presidente y todos sepan que nosotros fuimos que levantamos este lugar, levantamos Estados Unidos por como estamos ahora, cómo está levantado, es gracias a nosotras, la raza mexicana.
Aquí estamos, la generación, la juventud, la generación nueva. Y tenemos que aprender de nuestros antepasados, cómo trabajaban ellos. Trabajaban en los campos como seguimos trabajando. Trabajaban con su gente, para sus hijos y para sus hijas, para sus tíos y sus tías. Y toda nuestra familia nos puede enseñar. Yo tengo una hermanita chiquita y todos los días ella me enseña algo nuevo de cómo querer más, cómo querer sin violencia, sin boundaries, sin condiciones. Cómo querer a todos los que están alrededor. Aunque ellos me odian a mí, nosotros tenemos que responder con entendimiento y amor. Y cuando nos tratan de pisar, tenemos que pararnos otra vez. Tenemos que seguir caminando. Cuando uno de nosotros cae, allí estamos los demás para pararnos y seguir caminando como una raza, como una gente. ¡Y viva la causa!
Todos mis compañeros aquí, todos, si nosotros no son nada, la economía la tenemos nosotros. Si nosotros nos vamos, no, la economía va para abajo va. Y nosotros tenemos que demostrarles a toda esa nación que si nosotros no son nada que gusanos.
Les voy a decir es que si están unidos todos continúen aquí, pero en paz. Yo soy una mamá, yo vengo a apoyar a mi hija y a todos ustedes porque todos venimos en son de paz. Así como yo estoy aquí apoyándolos a todos ustedes y he caminado con César Chávez en el FIR, porque yo trabajé en el FIR, yo pido mis derechos, que todos tenemos derechos aquí. Yo no soy una criminal, yo estoy marchando por algo bueno. Y si César Chávez nos ha pedido que si nuestros enemigos nos odian, nosotros los vamos a querer con respeto. No vamos a decir negligencia, no vamos a decir gringos no los queremos, viceversa. Recuerden, guys, si ellos nos dicen cosas malas, nosotros les vamos a decir te queremos, Estados Unidos, por eso queremos estar aquí. ¿Se puede?
¡Sí
se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
Ok, nosotros les vamos a demostrar aquí a los Estados Unidos que tenemos educación. Y por la educación seguimos aquí. ¿Qué queremos?
¡Justicia!
¿Cuándo?
¡Ahora!
¿Qué queremos?
¡Justicia!
¿Cuándo?
¡Ahora!
Ok, así vamos a seguir a demostrarle a Bush que nosotros valemos mucho y que seguimos. Recuerden que el día 10 de abril va a ser una marcha grande. En todos lados, no escuela, no comida, no nada. El día 10 de abril, corre la voz. Empieza el día 10 de abril. No comida, no escuela, no gas. Recuerden que nosotros somos el movimiento más grande aquí en Estados Unidos. Nosotros pagamos taxes, nosotros pagamos todo. Nada nos lo están regalando. Trabajamos duro. El delfín, donde quiera. Y nadie vive gratis aquí. ¡Se puede! ¡Se puede! ¡Se puede! ¡Arriba César Chávez! ¡Arriba Ola de Cuarta! ¡Viva México!
¡Viva!
¡Viva los latinos!
¡Viva!
¡Viva los latinos!
¡Viva!
¡Viva la raza!
¡Viva!
¡Viva César Chávez!
¡Viva!
¡Viva César Chávez!
¡Viva!
¡Viva César Chávez!
¡Viva!
¡Ánimo, muchachos, porque ustedes son el movimiento más grande! ¡Este es el movimiento más grande! ¡Luchen! échenle ganas y ánimo.
I just want to say something. Just remember, one falls, we all fall. One achieve, we all achieve. And we do not cross the borders, the borders cross us. Because this was our land.
All of you that are here today, you should be very proud of being here with your raza, with your people, with your gente. Right now, all the demonstrations that have been going on have been making history, and you're all a part of the history. 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, this will be in the textbooks, their textbooks that they're writing, and you'll be able to tell your kids. You'll be able to tell your kids and your grandkids, yes, I was there. I was there with my people.
Hey, what's happening? ¿Qué pasa con la raza? A ver, rapidito, rapidito. ¿Se puede?
¡Sí!
¡Órale! I'm here, you know, as a student, as a homeboy, as a Brahmarid from Watsonville. And today, I am proud of all of you guys. And why? Because we're telling all our puppets over on City Council, even though they might be like how they say, you know, in the news, oh, Watsonville's making history, you know. Look at the City Council, you know, it's mainly raza, it's representing us. Well, really, it's not really representing us. You know, look at the way the police came upon you guys when you guys were exercising your right. You know? They came and they tried to stop you, you know what I mean? And they're the ones that push you guys to the freeway, you know what I mean? To like... So, you know, right now, like everybody said, we're making our own history, you know? And we're not immigrants, you know. This continent, you know, from Alaska to Tierra de Fuego, Alaska to South America, you know what I mean? This is our continent, this is our land, this is our world. And just to remind them of their own messed up policies, you know what I mean? And so check it out, you know what I mean? In 1946 to 48, you know, they took away this land, you know, from Mexico. But regardless, like I said before, this is our land, you know what I mean? And we have the right to be here. Tenemos el derecho de estar aquí. Esta es nuestra tierra. Este es nuestro territorio. Y como nos lo ha enseñado nuestros abuelos en México, campesinos que tienen una relación conectada a esta tierra, la tierra es de quien lo trabaja. En otras palabras, esta es nuestra tierra. Porque
era tierra mexicana.
Bueno, ¿saben qué? Aquí mis compañeros me están diciendo que me callen, pero ¿saben qué? Ni ellos tienen derecho de callarme, pero les doy la oportunidad a cualquier chavo. Hey chavos, check this out. Esta es la mala, you know, distorsión que causa la mala educación. Aquí le paso el micrófono a cualquier chavo que quiera hablar y gracias por escucharme.
Ana, si quieren invadir nuestra tierra.
Everybody, our grandparents, our great-grandparents worked too damn hard to come into this country, and you guys mess it up. We don't mess things up, the government does. They're treating us like crap. We're not treated as equals. We're not treated as equals. We're treated like dirt. I don't see them going in the fields and picking strawberries. Have you ever heard of a Bob picking strawberries? I've heard of a Miguel, a Juan. I don't care. Maria, ayúdame. Aquí estoy. Te voy a ayudar.
We have to show them that we're not going to give up. We have to show them that we have the right to be here and be free, because supposedly that's what this country is all about, right? Yeah. That's what they said, but are they showing it? No. Are they giving us freedom? No. They're not. They're treating us like we're garbage. They're treating us like we're crap. They're trying to use us and then throw us away. What's that all about? Like, we have the right to be here. Our parents were here. Our parents are working hard in the fields. Our parents are giving us money just to be here. Well, and now they want to throw us away? That's not fair for no one. Así es que we have to show them that we're not going to give up, and we have the right to be here because this is our country, and we deserve to be here. Just show them that we're not going to give up, and we're going to keep on going with our heads straight and our head ups and following our dreams.
Does anybody want to say something?
Si se puede, 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 si se puede. ¡Que viva México!
You know, I've been filming this and I've been watching the energy in here. And I have to say, like Sal Castro said, you guys watch Walkout? He said, I cried that day. I was proud to be a Chicano. And today, same goes for me. You know why? Because when we come out in the news, that's why I'm filming it. Because when we come out in the news, you see the fights, you see the red and the blue and all that other bullshit. And you don't see all the raza up in here representing. You don't see the raza in here representing, speaking the truth. Speaking about what happens to us in our schools. And so it's up to us. Is it a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that California is the fifth largest economy, but it's 48th in education? 48th in education. That means we have the fifth largest economy in the world, but we can't pay enough teachers to teach us in our schools. We can't pay enough people to teach us how to learn English and Spanish. Is it a coincidence? No. The less people graduate, the less people with a degree, the more people out in the fields, the more people out in the Kmarts and the McDonald's and the Walmarts treating you like crap, making you work 39 hours a week so they don't give you benefits. You going out there, you got two jobs, working 20 hours a week and two jobs, but oh no, you're part-time here and you're part-time there. Can't get no dental for your kids, can't get no medical for your moms. Your abuelita to help build this country, like he said, el que trabaja la tierra es de él. Our hands are in this soil. Our blood is in this soil. You know, it wasn't an accident. None of this is an accident. It's time, raza, coming together. It's the Mayan millennium, baby. 2012 is coming up. And I'm so proud of you. I just want to take it out with a que viva la raza. ¡Que viva la pinche huelga! ¡Y que viva el Chicano, the future of this great, beautiful American country!
¡La raza unida jamás será vencida! 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 ¡La raza! ¡Que viva México! Que son inmigrantes, que vivan todos. We hope that one day we get our rights together and that everybody lives happily and that we don't have to be running away from the immigration and stuff, because we deserve. I know we don't have to be running from the border patrol. I know we deserve to be here. We deserve to be here and work. We deserve good jobs. We deserve benefits. We deserve to our people to be helped. They can use that as a crime or as a felony. I know we deserve licenses because we need them. How are we gonna go to work without a license? We can't go. go to work without a license. Why? Because we don't have a car. So we have to, we have the right to be here. We have the right to have license. We have the right to be legalized here. We have the right to get help because it's not a crime. It's not a crime, and we're not criminals. And it shouldn't be a felony to help us. It shouldn't be a felony to be here. Why? Because we are the ones who belong here, no one else.
Para todas las madres que están aquí, que acaban de tener un bebé, el pinche gobierno les va a quitar el privilegio del WIC para junio. Les va a quitar la leche, todo lo que le dan a ustedes de beneficio. Ahora, ¿ustedes, para ustedes eso está bien?
¡No!
Por eso tenemos que hacer una marcha para que al gobierno nosotros digamos que nosotros mandamos, que nosotros somos los que trabajamos, que un pinche gringo nunca va a estar en un fil. Les preguntaron en San Francisco a un gringo que si trabajaba en el fil, ¿y qué dijo? No, yo tengo una educación más mejor para que yo esté trabajando en un fil. ¿A qué nos hace ver a nosotros? ¿Eh? Ahora vamos a mostrarle que nosotros somos los número uno de aquí, que nosotros los mandamos a ellos, que si nosotros no fueran nada, ¿eh? Nosotros merecemos algo mejor que estar ahí en el puto film trabajando o mirando a nuestros padres trabajando, ¿eh?
Well, I just want to say gracias a todos los que vinieron y a North County que está aquí, Castroville. ¡Y viva la raza!
Yo solo quiero decir gracias a todos los estudiantes que están aquí porque nosotros no somos criminales. Nosotros venimos aquí a agarrar una buena educación y para a mejorar a la raza de nosotros. No somos criminales. Gracias.
Does anybody want to say something?
Okay, on Monday they tried to stop us, but did they?
No.
On Tuesday they tried to stop us as well, did they?
No.
Are we going to prove to them that we can be here, that we deserve to be here, that if they want to fucking kick us out, go get a fucking white man to go work in the field and then I'll leave. Then I'll leave. See, when I saw people crossing the freeway, it made me think, wow, it's like fucking crossing the border. But did they stop us? Fuck no, they didn't stop us. Dude, okay, sorry. Well, dude, like they said, like I heard that at Aptos, they're not gonna let the seniors walk, but what's walking if you can't have the right to do whatever the heck you want here? What's a Saturday school? What's a Saturday worth? Fuck it, screw it. Screw it. A Saturday school ain't nothing. Because if we're not here, we're never going to get to do whatever the heck we want. Yeah, we deserve to have an education. We deserve, because when I grow up, I know that I'm going to show them that who cares if I'm a Mexican, that I'm going to be something in life.
¡Viva los estudiantes! ¡Que viva la raza! ¡Viva César Chávez! ¿Se puede?
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
Miren, queremos felicitarnos por todo lo que han hecho. Están haciendo un trabajo tremendísimo, poniendo el ejemplo a mucha gente que necesita de estar activa, como han estado ustedes en estos días. ¿Se puede?
¡Sí se puede!
Estamos celebrando ahora el día de César Chávez, ¿sí o no?
¡Sí!
¡Viva Chávez!
¡Viva!
Sabemos de que hay ataques contra todos nosotros ahorita, y sabemos que esa propuesta que han estado ustedes hablando de ello mucho, tenemos que
derribarla, tenemos que luchar en contra de ella. Va a haber una marcha grandísima en Salinas el domingo. Invitamos a todos ahí para derrotar esa propuesta de ley, la HR 4437. ¡Abajo!
¡Abajo!
Y para seguir celebrando la vida de César Chávez. ¡Que viva Chávez!
¡Viva!
¡Que vivan los estudiantes!
¡Viva!
¡Que viva la raza!
¡Viva!
¡Que viva México!
¡Viva!
¡Se puede, raza!
¡Sí se puede!
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 ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
¿Subamos a ir el domingo a la marcha, sí o no?
¡Sí!
¿Dónde va a ser?
¡En Salinas!
El Alisal y la Burn a las 11 de la mañana. Continuemos con la lucha. ¡Sí se puede! ¡Que vivan los estudiantes! Gracias y que viva César Chávez. ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
And the people who helped people who were living in this country undocumented were going to have misdemeanors. And that has been dropped from the bill completely. That's a good thing. Because my grandparents were criminals, you and your parents and your grandparents were criminals, and nobody that I work with or know or in solidarity with, nobody, I've never met a criminal. I've never met an undocumented criminal, okay? So, that's gone, because it was so grossly unjust. But you know what? The people in power and the people that wrote that constitution and the people that founded this country, They like it like that. They like to think that they can do things that oppress the keep the class, you know, keep a lower class, right? Keep an oppressed class. But no more. Because you're working the system, right? You're working democracy, and you're marching around, and you're saying your thing, and you've got killer banners and killer signs. So let's talk a little more about this law. So you got the criminality, the criminal charges, all that stuff dropped off the bill. Excellent. That's gone. Be proud of that. Also, they've made a move towards giving a path to legalization. So now what that means is that some people living in this country can apply for citizenship. There's a path to be legalized. What does that look like? We don't know. It's up to you to follow the news. I mean, after you go home tonight, get online and read the news. What is the Senate saying? Watch TV, watch C-SPAN. It seems boring, but if you really listen to what people are saying, they're talking about you. So listen. And if you really watch these Senate hearings right now, you might have to stay up till 1 in the morning to do it, but hell, they canceled school, so what the fuck? Just do it. But really listen, because they're talking about Irish immigrants versus Mexican immigrants, and will these immigrants act like this, and these immigrants, but we're all immigrants. So watch for that. How are they going to give this path to legalization? Because now you're giving people an excuse that, well, now they got a path to legalization, so it's okay. No, 1.5 million, I believe they're granting visas for 1.5 million farm workers. There's like 5 million farm workers. So the questions you need to ask are, yeah, 1.5 million visas is cool for farm workers, but what about the other 3.5 or 4 million? What about them, right? What's going to happen to them? So ask those questions, because we want justice for all immigrants, not for like one third, right? So watch that. Watch the path. Are they going to make, you know, people pay fines, back taxes? What if you've been living here for 20 years as an undocumented worker and you got to pay 20 years of taxes? That's a lot of money, folks. So don't let them get away with that, saying that, you know, oh, the path to legalization, it's so great. No, if they're going to fine you big fines and they're going to charge you big money, and that's not cool. So keep your eye on the news. Okay, what else do you want to look at? You as students, there's another piece of legislation called the DREAM Act that allows undocumented students to go to college, pay in-state tuition, and apply for the green card and the residency and get their legalization as a result of completing college. We want that. That's good. Make sure that the Senate bill includes the DREAM Act in the final legislation, and make sure that whatever President Bush signs has the DREAM Act included in it. Woo! So that's the big one for students, and I want you to shift your focus, you know. Yeah, you're not criminals anymore, but now you're going to start talking about include the DREAM Act, justice for undocumented students, however you pitch it. Pay attention to that, because if you finish high school and you go to college, damn straight I want you to be able to run for Congress. Damn straight I want you to be a citizen. So watch for that. Watch for the border. They're going to double border agents. They're going to try and seal the border. Watch for that. Do you want them to seal the border? What does that look like? So it's like everybody who's here can be legalized. What if your dad's still in Mexico? What if your cousins are still there? What about, you know, your family? So look at that. Are they still going to seal the border? Those are the big points that I wanted to explain to you today, because the news is changing every day. And as we're caught up in the streets, getting videotaped, making peace, keeping our friends safe, and I'm so proud of you, because you all are making revolution here. And you know, the definition of revolution, what is the definition of a revolution?
Might as well be a Mexican.
It's changing the system. It's just changing the system. Often in an active, aggressive, some way, right? It's a quick change in the system. Man, I think that having 500 riot police out here on Tuesday and now having like 20 people in brown and you all in white, that's a revolution! Congratulations! That's killer. So that's kind of what I wanted to say. And just keep your eyes on the news. Keep your eyes on the newspaper. It's not nearly as exciting as fighting the system, but it's every bit as important as being in the street. Being informed, being educated, being articulate, keeping the peace with your friends, wearing white. I am so, so, so impressed. It is an honor to be here with you today. I will keep doing everything in my power so that you all have the kind of country that you want to live in and that you have the kind of system that you want to live in. And I'm just so happy to be working with you on that. Thank you. I love you. Si se puede!
Hey guys, I was listening to what she had to say. They thought we were criminals. I don't want to be stereotyped as a criminal. What the hell? I don't want a white boy coming up to me saying, look, he just stole an iPod. What is that crap? I don't want to be like known as that. I want to be known as the Mexican who made something out of his life, who went out for Congress, was president. I want to be the first Mexican president. The first Mexican who knew something. I want to be the guy they say, look, he was the one that got the best job ever. I topped the white man. I beat the man down with a broomstick and came back for seconds. All right, look, I'm not the smartest guy here. I know that for a fact, but I'm sure gonna start this revolution and finish it. La raza.
All of us should be together. Don't fight. Like, you know, the borders, we don't cross the borders. The borders cross us. Get together. Don't fight. Okay?
Does anybody want to say something?
Thank you. I'm with the Service Employees International Union. And what my mom and dad used to say to me is, watch the money. If you want to know what's going on, watch where the money goes. And that's exactly what's happening here. What they're trying to do is put up borders. They're trying to make people illegal. They're trying to divide us. They're trying to keep wages low. That's what this is all about. If they can make people illegal, if they can put up big walls, they can keep wages low so that we earn little and they earn a lot. So we got to stay together. We got to stay focused. We got to stay disciplined. We got to keep our eyes on the prize. Let's make it people, let's make it focus, but let's continue to do what we're doing now. Thank you.
This is great, you guys. This is tight. If anyone has poetry, spoken word, wants to rhyme a little bit, want to do anything creative, you're welcome to. So just come on up. Anybody? This girl right here. Sí, porque soy mexicano. Dicen que soy ilegal. Revisa la historia real, pues estoy en mi tierra natal. All right, anyone else? You're welcome to. One more thing I wanted to give you guys, all this action. I got the phone numbers right here of the Senate and the House, so you could just bombard them with your shit. Just be like, no, I'm not down. You could call any senator, tell anyone, preferably if it's from here. So the number.
The numbers, guys. Get down a pencil or something. Pen.
So the number of the Senate is 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. Now the House,
where this bill got passed without us knowing in 2 weeks, right? Like, under the table, like, that cannot happen.
It's not good.
So, the number of the House, 202?
202.
225?
225.
3121.
3121.
202-225-3121. I just spoke with Dianne Feinstein, her whatever. Just lay some shit down. They're there to listen. That's why they're there for. And they feel that pressure, then they'll know that we're not happy with this shit.
That's right.
Does anybody want to say something?
Hey, so who has military recruiters on their campus?
Renaissance.
How do you feel about those bastards being there? Well, they are the same as the police who are dragging you on the floor and arresting you. And they're hitting you, yeah. They're coming here. They said in the news that they're coming to recruit La Raza to go and fight the people of color in Iraq and to kill them. So what are you going to do the next time a military recruiter comes up to you and asks you to join the military? Fuck yeah. Cool.
Anybody else?
Hey guys, in another way they're trying to persuade us to go into Iraq and fight them, they're saying that they're going to give us our citizenship if we go out there and fight for our country. This is our country anyways. What are we have to fight for? So basically, you're risk. They're the ones that's supposed to fight for this country to keep us here. You know what? Dude, they're saying that if we die for our country, we're getting our citizenship. If we're dead, what does it matter? Right? I'd rather go sit in my chair at home and look at the news and read, like, watch football. Dude, I'd rather read a book. Fight for the right. Let's go.
If you don't know me, I'm Carmen. Hey, on Tuesday,
it's enough.
We went to PV.
It's enough.
We were walking by PV, and people were like, cops are just chasing us. We aren't even doing anything. Look, the cops are chasing. Look what happened to me. For no fucking reason, the cops are just chasing us. That's not right. It's not right. We didn't do anything.
Anybody else?
Hey, we got an announcement. Let's go. Hey, peep this. Down the block, we got like a SWAT team ready for anything that little mistake. So try to keep y'all shit tight, Reverend. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Anybody else?
So basically with my homeboy over here, I don't know where he went, but what he's trying to say is keep the gang crap to yourself and just walk away. Be the bigger man. Who's or woman, I don't care who you are, just walk away from it. All you guys over there, come on, we're here as one. We're equal, we're Mexicans. Let's go, we have to be together, united. Let's go.
One more thing to say. So this immigration issue is really about something a little deeper. Why do you think we're migrating here in the first place? Because we're poor, right? Because it's poor in our countries. Why is it poor in our countries? Because the U.S. keeps it that way. So I want you guys to educate yourselves. It's easy with the internet. Find out what the U.S.'s policy is in Mexico. Why are they telling Mexico you can't sell your own crops? You gotta sell our shit down here. Figure out why we're so poor and why we're coming out here. As Latinos in this country, because now we're that much more empowered, we have that responsibility to
our pueblos to try and empower them out of poverty. So we don't have to keep coming here and coming here and coming here and leaving behind these beautiful countries, our beautiful pueblos, our cultura. Pay attention. It's bigger and it's powerful, and we are big and powerful as well. Keep that in mind.
Give thanks to Aptos High School students and to all the students here who came down here to protest so this law cannot make it. So yeah, thank you. I said every student. Si se puede!
Hey guys, right before I go and before I get slapped by my mom being here and ditching school, hey, I want to thank all you guys for being peaceful and like participating in this. It means so much to us Mexicans. All these white people are trying to degrade us. What's up with that? Sooner or later they're going to realize that they're the minority and we're not. This country's going to rule. Mexicans are going to run the USA. And I'm going to be living there, and I'm going to say we were the reason why we are the majority.
Hey, chavos, otra cosa, one more thing, you know, like, I know I spoke before, but with all your permission, I want to tell you guys that all these motoristas, you know, all these people driving right here, and there was some letters, you know, on the newspaper and also in the media, you know, of all these drivers complaining like, oh, you know, we also have the right to be in the streets. Well, guess what? We also have the right to be in the streets. Just because we don't have a driver license, we could take the streets too and protest and exercise our right, all right? And so power to you guys, and we have to take the streets again. We'll take them, but we got to be careful and safe, all right?